It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Thursday, August 6th, 2020. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
I'm off to Saskatchewan tomorrow. My boys are in McKenna's hometown right now. We're going to pick them up.
Loose land.
Well, loose land, but I was hesitant to even mention that because there are quite a few people who aren't really down with interprovincial travel right now.
I know. Yeah, it's funny because I see a ton of people are traveling like interprovincially.
Oh, yeah.
And driving, you know, across, especially like we've talked about this before, like the BC Alberta border, especially when, you know, someone has a cabin or family mm-hmm. there and they're doing it now. It was funny though, because a while back when I went to BC and I was chatting with the server there, and you know, she was like, oh, you guys are in from out of town, because it was a fairly small town, they probably knew you weren't from there. And we were like, yeah, you know, we were a bit hesitant to come. And she was just like, well, I just came from visiting my sister in Ontario. She had a new baby. And you know, she was like, people, you know, you have to be cautious, and I understand, but she goes like, I wanted to go see the new baby. And like, I was just like, yeah, it's tough, because I totally see both sides of it, right? Like,
you're not breaking the rules.
You're not. You know? You're not.
I was hanging out with two friends last night, and they said that they were at in wine country,
yep.
you know, Soyuz.
Yeah.
And they said the wineries there were so thankful that people were coming. They were just like, thank you for bringing your money here.
Like, well, have you seen all the emails go out? Like, I subscribe to a lot of different ski hills and stuff, and a lot of them that do summer operations as well. And I've gotten a ton of emails from the operations like Fernie and BC and stuff saying, like, Albertans, please come. Because they realized that a good chunk of their money is from Albertans. Mm-hmm. And there were those stories that were floating around, which I always wonder, like, how many times those things actually happened? Like, you heard the stories about people vandalizing cars
yeah.
and stuff. And I was like, yeah, that might have happened once, if that. But it spread quite broadly.
My buddies told me a story last night about someone they know who had all the lugs on their tires loosened.
Oh, crazy.
And they started driving, and the vehicle started rattling. And someone had, like, just loosened them up and then tightened them to hand tightness.
Jeez.
On this guy's truck. And he was with a family and pulling a trailer. And I was like, you should be charged for that. Like, that's,
yeah, you definitely
that's insane.
Should.
Like,
but anyway, these emails were all trying to say, like, to combat that. And being like, no, like, there might be the odd bad duck, but the majority mm-hmm. of us still want you to come. And we appreciate that you're bringing your money here. Right?
Well, it doesn't help that the premier of BC, John Horgan, like, when he talks about it, almost sounds like he's kind of condoning mistreatment of people without a province license plate.
Yeah.
So we talked about that when you were gone. I don't know, like, I was in Saskatchewan last weekend, and I didn't mention it on the air on this podcast, didn't really post about it. I posted one photo,
yeah.
but I was sure to put, like, South Saskatchewan River as the caption, because that could also be Alberta, you know? So
yeah. I posted from being in Ontario. I was in Ontario visiting my family, and I posted a couple pictures from it, and I wasn't, like, blatantly like, hey, I'm in Ontario, but... Yeah, I mean, you could tell if you looked at the photos
yeah.
that I wasn't here. And I know, again, I understand, like, some people are frowning upon that. And I really do get each side, and I was really struggling to go or not, and weighed, you know, both sides quite a bit before I did go to Ontario. And my whole family was there, and they couldn't come here when I had surgery, and they were going to, and they were pretty disappointed not to see me. And I eventually just weighed the options and said, okay, I'm going to do this and just be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I totally understand. Like, you know, I was prepared to get some comments, and I wouldn't have battled back. Like,
yeah,
I,
that's kind of what we're doing. We're going there and just laying super low.
Yeah.
So we're not
yeah.
going out to bars and restaurants and stuff.
Well, that's it.
Low.
And we went straight to the cabin, which is boat access only. And we stayed there like the whole time we were there. And it was very remote. But again, I understand still, it's, you know, could go either way.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I was watching the news yesterday, and they were talking about Tropical Storm Isaias.
Is that actually how you say it?
Yes. And it's,
I thought it was Isaias.
That's how I would have said it. But then
say
I
it again,
heard,
please.
Isaias.
Isaias.
Isaias. Okay. Isaias. It's a handful. Anyway, they did the classic, like, cutaway to the reporter on the beach trying to report from the storm. And it was one of the worst of these I've ever seen, because the storm actually didn't look too bad at this point. But it was like the news station really wanted to make it look and sound like it was insane out there.
Oh, yeah. A mild storm doesn't drive ratings, does it?
No, so. It sure doesn't. So they had this girl basically screaming as loud as she could. And it almost sounded like they kind of put her mic up as loud as they could and then put fake wind noise almost behind her to make it even sound more intense.
Was she standing in about 2 feet of water too?
She was.
Because you have to, right?
You have
like there's dry land right beside her, but no, she's got to be in the hip waders or something.
It has to look dangerous, okay? It has to look like what she's doing is putting herself in grave danger to report
right.
to you. And I was thinking, I was like, you know, we could do that as well.
Like make our own storm broadcast?
We could totally make that happen. Yes, the storm is nearly blowing me over out here. I have an extremely dangerous job. The ocean is about to take me. I have surrendered to Aquaman.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
While we're making fun of the news here, Shauna, I saw a promo for one of those local news affiliates in the United States. It was like Como 4 News in Seattle or whatever, the really intense newscast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was just a quick clip of the top stories coming up on that night's newscast. And obviously, the two anchors had big-time news voices.
Oh, yeah.
Big-time news voices. But that wasn't even the funniest part. You know how in those promos, they're usually like sitting at the desk? And then there's like a hard zoom in and they'll be like, it's on tonight's newscast or whatever, the
yep.
top stories. And then they just give you a quick version of it. In this one, they were walking around the newsroom and not just walking, but marching around the newsroom. And the camera was like all shaky and like trying to keep up with them. And I think like the idea was to give the message that like they're so busy
yeah.
preparing tonight's newscast that
they don't even have time to do a promo.
Can't even stop for a 15-second promo.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Like I have urgent news business on the other side of this newsroom.
Yeah.
And he marches over there. It's like,
was he out of breath?
I just it was just like, so intense.
It's like, so busy here. I can't even tell you if there's things going on.
Like the cuts are so quick.
Oh my
and then
God,
the camera's shaking
funny.
And the news the anchor's walking around the newsroom.
Yep.
If I stop moving, I might miss some important breaking news.
They're getting real creative right now. They really are. They're like, we need to make sure everybody knows how insane and important everything is.
Like, just sit there and say...
But I don't have time.
Tonight, our top story.
Allegedly.
Three men shot at a, you know, like... allegedly. I'm on my way over here to see if there's any breaking news.
And now I'm on my way over here because there must be more breaking
there's
news.
There's no news over here. How about on this side of the newsroom?
They're trying it out, okay? It's not working, but
that
they're trying.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
A friend of mine put on the song Rednecker by Hardy on the weekend. Do you know that song?
I don't think I do, no.
I'd never heard it before.
Not by the name,
either.
At least.
First of all, the singer punches the hell out of his trucks.
Trucks.
I just want to provide... Here's a little example for you, because as you said, you always joke about how country songs always say, truck.
Truck.
Like... Oh, yeah. So that's the premise of the song, but those trucks are just, yeah, one more time here. Oh, that's a good one. But for some reason, he was playing it off YouTube, and I got reading the YouTube comments on this song as well. This is the funniest thing I've ever heard. This is one of the comments. It just says, we used to have a light in my town, but it burnt out and we couldn't afford a new one. So we took it down, put up a stop sign, and someone shot it.
Like a traffic light. Like...
Everything about that, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
How much does a traffic light bulb cost?
It's probably quite a bit.
Enough to take it down, though?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
These are things I missed growing up not in a small town.
I know.
You know? Like, these are the things that I'm like, this is just amazing.
And then someone drove by and they're shot the stop sign. Oh, my goodness. That's great. Give me those jugs one more time just if you still have
okay,
them.
Okay, yeah, I got them here. Oh. So good.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
When you were away, I was talking about how McKenna and I were having some adult time. And she put the country station on the TV, and the song "I Wish Grandpa's Never Died" played like twice in four songs.
Oh God!
Like it played, and then two other songs played, and then it played again.
All of this is making me uncomfortable. I don't want to know about this.
And let me tell you, song called "I Wish Grandpa's Never Died," a country ballad, is not a great soundtrack for plunking.
No,
not at all.
I wouldn't say so.
But there's more that's funny about that song than just the circumstance that it played in for us. Here's Here's the chorus. Listen to the lyrics.
And I wish even cars had truck beds. And every road was named Copperhead.
Oh, my
God. Coolers never run out of cold Bud Light.
So it's, wow, it's actually a really good song, but did you hear the first line?
Yep.
And I wish even cars had truck beds. And every road was...
Oh, my God. God bless.
I wish even cars had... Truck beds. That's got to be one of the funniest. One of the funniest lines I've ever heard in a song. Some of the worst lyrics of 2020 for sure so far. It's a contender.
Oh my God, that's beautiful.
Like I said, the rest of the song is pretty good, but just that line specifically. I wish even cars had truck beds. Well, then it wouldn't be a car.
No,
Riley Green. That's
then
who
it
sings
would be
this
a
song.
Truck.
Then it would be a truck, a small truck, but a truck still. Although, you know what? We had the El Camino. That was a car with a truck bed.
It's true. And some of the trucks now are kind of, like, very small. And they're, like, the Jeeps now that have the bed. And
you see that, too, in, like, in Australia. They're very popular. I forget what they're called.
Oh, yeah, I forget.
But they look like a shoe, kind of.
They do.
They're shaped like one of those slip-on shoes.
I was going to say, yeah, like a slip-on. Yeah, one of those sporty ones. You slip it on your foot.
That is a car with a truck bed.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, he's not too far off.
I mean, you could remove your trunk, the lid of your trunk, and then you kind of have a truck bed.
Have you ever seen those vehicles that have been altered like that, where somebody has just decided
they're monstrosities? Like, that's what I'm picturing. I'm picturing this, like, Frankenstein of a car, and he's just like, good, that's country.
Every time I see that, I'm like, what have you done?
I wish this car had a truck bed. We could probably do that with an angle grinder.
It's a Franken-truck, as you said. It's a Franken-truck. Okay.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Since we're laughing about those songs, Shauna, how about we talk about some songs that we're listening to lately?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I just closed it. Here it is. This is actually, well, here's the thing. So this song we just started playing on the station, but I've been listening to it on repeat. It's the Arkells new one.
Oh, I haven't even heard this yet.
Excuse me. Arkells new one.
Not the Arkells.
Not just the Arkells.
It's the new one by Arkells.
Quitting You.
You call me out when I'm talking nonsense, oh, and I kiss you when I got nothing to say, hey, and it hurts, oh, 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 I'm throughout my insides, I couldn't stop if I tried loving you.
So it's pretty mellow. It's from Campfire Songs, they call it. So it has a ton of their acoustic stuff as well, and then that song on it as well.
Is it? Arkells. Is it Campfire Chords?
Campfire Chords, okay, is what it's called. Yeah, sorry.
And is it a full album or is it an EP?
Well, it has, I think there's 9 songs, okay, on it, but it's, yeah, just, again, a bunch of acoustic versions. And then this one, I think, is the only new one from what I saw. I was going to explore to look further, but yeah, it's just a good old mellow one that they just released here.
I'm a few years late to the party on this one, but I've been watching the show Letterkenny.
Yeah.
So funny. And they play a lot of Canadian music on that show, and some of it's really good stuff that I haven't heard. Like, there's a band out of Edmonton called Purity Ring, and they released this song a few years ago.
Get a little closer, let go. Caught up in my sternum and hope. My little ribs around you.
I thought that was a really cool and different sound. I don't know if it's still, like, if that sound is still in or not, but it jumped right out at me on the soundtrack to that TV show. So
yeah,
the song's called Fine Shrine.
Awesome.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Well, Edmonton officially broke the 50-50 yesterday.
Yeah, they broke it.
I had no idea that you could even, I didn't know that could happen. Like, you can break the 50-50.
And like 8 hours before tickets were supposed to be.
Yeah.
To be cut off.
It hit $5.4 million, and the Oilers had to send out this note that was like, guys, we can't sell any more tickets. That's it.
You know what's really interesting? I was talking to a friend yesterday who is, he had some role with AGLC or something, but he said that AGLC has this requirement where, like, even though this draw is happening online, they need to print out physical tickets for it, and they need to save those stubs for 7 years.
Mm.
So he said somewhere in Edmonton is a room full of little printers that are just working nonstop. And there would be people manning these printers, like changing out the cartridges and the paper and stuff. But like they have to print a ticket for all, you know, $5.4 million worth of sales that they made.
I mean, is small potatoes because, of course, there's a ton of money that's going into the Oilers Foundation and stuff as well. But I was thinking that the AJLC must be the reason they shut it down, because you'd think that you just keep selling tickets. It's a 50-50, so it's just more money that's getting donated. But I was like, there's got to be a lottery rule or insurance purposes that made them go, we need to cut her off.
It's so funny to me that we have been making fun of Edmonton for like, what, years now about how much they love 50-50 draws, and now this is all happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely insane. Has anybody ever done a study as to why? Like,
it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Somebody needs to do a university thesis on this. Like, why is Edmonton so obsessed with a 50-50?
And I was looking online yesterday, and Oilers fans are like, they're waving this as some sort of flag that they're better fans than Flames fans. And I'm like, what? Like, I thought we were playing hockey here.
Yeah.
Like, are we gambling? Well, or are we playing hockey?
That's all I can think is that why it's such a big thing? Like, Terry just loves to gamble. You know, that has nothing to do with hockey. It's your gambling.
Literally nothing.
Like, nothing.
And it's, you know, it's nice that some of the money goes to charity.
Absolutely.
And goes to back into the community. That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. But let's not kid ourselves. Terry's not buying $5.4 million worth of tickets to support those charities. Terry's trying to get rich.
Yes.
Terry's gambling.
Yes. Is Terry trying to get out of Edmonton also? Because, like...
And how does that prove that...
I know. You're bigger hockey fans.
What? Like, are the casinos busier in Edmonton too? Or are they plugging more VLTs and therefore are better hockey fans than
You know, in Calgary, we spend our money going to actual games.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
When you're driving rurally, Shauna, I know you do lots of driving. Do you ever pass a farm or a rural property that looks downright scary?
Yeah. Yeah, the odd time you'll see something and you're like, that is definitely either haunted or there's a serial killer living there.
I was thinking more of the serial killer side. Like,
yeah.
They'll have about a million things in the yard.
Oh, yeah.
None of it well kept.
Mm-mm.
And you're just looking and you're like, bad things are happening there or have happened there. Like,
yeah.
If you went sniffing around, you might find some human remains on a property like this.
Yeah.
Like,
I always wonder if they do that intentionally. They're just trying to
keep
people. Yeah. Like, I dare you. Come along here. Good luck.
Or maybe that type of living like attracts a certain person who wants to be kind of away from everybody and
yeah,
off on their own chunk of land.
And serial killer.
McKenna and I will drive by some place sometime where it's like, oh man. And I'm like, this isn't a shot at anybody who doesn't have money.
No.
Like, you can still mow your lawn, you know, you can still kind of take care of the place even without money.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
we'll drive by places sometimes where it's like, yikes.
Yeah.
That place is scary. Like, imagine having to walk into that yard to ask for help. Ooh, boy.
Yeah. You'd probably want to make sure that it was well known that you were there. I am here. Please don't shoot me.
And, like, the owners have to realize. Like, you look around and you see that your neighbors have done a bit of maintenance on their land.
Yeah.
Why not you? Why does your place look like something out of season one of True Detective? Why?
It is a bit strange, really, yeah. But you're right. It must just attract a certain type that just enjoys that, maybe.
Yeah, we got a scary little operation north of Sundry.
Huh?
It's a scary little place.
When you drive by, you'll see it. It's the one that looks terrifying.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We were talking yesterday about some things our dads told us about driving that we're not really sure the validity of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my dad said it's okay to drive in the middle of two lanes as the painted lines are just meant as guidelines. And I was like, I don't think that's true, Dad.
Like, if there's no one else around?
Yeah. He was like, oh, no, that's fine. I'm like, Well, I got doing some research last night, and I actually found some questions from the Alberta road test.
The written part of it, obviously.
The written part of it. And I was thinking it might be kind of fun to refresh our memories on this for me to quiz you on a couple of these questions.
That's high pressure in front of everyone. Hey?
In front of everyone.
Do you think you could pass a driver's test right now?
I think I probably could.
I don't know. I feel like I could, but I know I'd make some mistake, like things that you forget, like taking your hands away from 10 and 2.
Yes.
Like they'd dock you points for that.
And that was the big one that I was thinking, because I never drive like that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd probably do this thing where I put my left foot up by the steering wheel to drive sometimes, just right up.
I don't think you can do that. I think they frown upon that during the test. Okay,
right.
So you got some questions.
Yeah, just kind of quick rapid fire. Some of these you'll definitely get. Others, I'm not sure, but here we go.
Okay.
How many seconds should you keep between you and another car?
Three.
Apparently, it's at least 2 seconds.
Oh, a following distance?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I erred on the right side then.
You are, but... yeah, that's better. Is it legal to operate your vehicle using two lanes on a highway? This is the one my dad told me.
Is it legal to using two lanes? I would say no.
No, it's illegal to operate two lanes, except when conditions in one lane are, you know, impractical. Can you turn left at a red light from a one-way to a one-way?
Ooh, yes, if it's clear.
You can.
Okay.
What if there's dual turn lanes?
That always messes with me. I would say the furthest left lane can, the other one can't.
Both can. I only looked this up. This is mean because I didn't know that, so I wanted to know the answer. What's the maximum speed of a school bus? This is just random.
90?
Yes. If death or injury is a result of an impaired driving offense, your license will be suspended for how long?
I don't know. Ever?
5 years.
5 years?
It's 5 years. What lane should you be in on the highway if you are not passing another car?
The right lane.
Yes.
That one sticks in my craw.
That's the far right lane.
Getting passed on the right. Yes. There's a problem.
Yes. The speed limit for both urban and rural school zones is what, unless otherwise posted?
30?
Yes. And how do you exit a roundabout?
You signal.
Yes.
You signal and you move to the outermost lane and then you...
To be fair, though, nobody knows this or how to operate those, so I always say signal right, lay on the horn, and then scream out the window, I need to exit!
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I was asking my dad if there were bears around when I was at the lake last weekend, and he was like, sure, although I've never seen one. And it's interesting because I've really never seen a bear in Southern Ontario, obviously, because most of it is, you know, just a concrete jungle.
I've never seen a bear outside the zoo.
Yeah, really?
With all the time I've spent in Northern Saskatchewan and, like, hiking out here.
I've never even seen any here.
Nope.
That's crazy.
I know. Everyone who goes on a hike is like, we saw a grizzly, and I've never seen a bear.
I think I've seen 5 this year alone.
Hmm.
But it's weird because all of them were traveling right around springtime, I think. And for some reason, just the areas I was in around spring are just where the bears tend to just hang out right by the road. So it was always driving and I drove past them. And I think 2 of the times it was the same bear both directions.
Okay.
But still, like, I'd never seen them out there. But my dad was saying that he has seen a guy that was mistaken for a bear. And he said around 50 years ago, I think, when he was helping build the cabin with his dad, there was a gentleman who was mistaken for a bear and he was out in the woods. And he said that he was actually having a woods poop. And a hunter thought he was a bear and shot him.
Really?
And I was listening to this and I'm like, are you kidding me? And he was just like, no. And he goes, it's a famous story around the lake because at the time, the guy, when he was hauled out of there, well, rigor mortis had set it in and he was still in a squatting position. So I listened to the story and I was like,
are you serious?
Dad, this isn't a real story. And he was like, no, I swear to you, it is a real story. This did happen a long time ago. And I just stared at him like, you're staring at me right now. And I'm like, I don't think I believe this.
I'm thinking about this.
And so, I was, yes, like even the logistics, could that actually happen?
Like, I think when, if you were, you know, to be killed like that, if you were to be shot, if you die suddenly, like, I think you slump over, you know,
you'd
like,
think
you don't,
so, right?
You don't just like freeze in the position you're in.
That's
it's not
what,
like,
I figured. Unless it was like he did like slide down or something and was still kind of representative of that position. But even still, like that,
like
just
if he was
seems...
leaned up against a tree and then he slid down the tree and then sat there. I think did the hunter not go over and see,
right?
You know what had happened?
He would have had to instantly have been killed.
And then, like,
and then just somehow
slid down a tree
down
in a squat
still,
position,
yeah.
And then stayed there long enough for rigor mortis to set in, for him to be carried out still in a pooping position.
Yes.
That sounds like a bit of an urban legend
it
to me.
It sure does. I know. I did do a bit of research to see if any of that would be possible, and I guess there are, in fact, stories of people being in strange positions such as that before, and rigor mortis setting in, but, I mean, it's, I'm sure, highly unlikely. And the fact that that would happen out in the woods. This is the problem, though, when things like this happened back then. Although, I was going to say, normally you can just Google it and see if it's true. Although, I don't think anybody would have documented that, really, even if it was.
Right.
Right?
I mean, like, if there was a news story, they wouldn't have made note that he was carried out in pooping position, right?
He died by poop.
He was seen being carried out of the woods,
right?
And still, like, in pooping position.
Yes, but, like, that wouldn't be a note. That would be a bit disrespectful, probably. Yeah. Okay.
Well, if I'm ever on my way out, Shauna, can you make sure they pose me in a funny position?
That's what I was thinking. Like, How funny would that be? If I knew that that was the way I was going to go, I'd be like, you know what? You just, you put me in an open casket and you display me just like that. All right. Yeah. Just to make people have at least a bit of a laugh.
Bring a bit of levity to my funeral.
Yeah, just put some toilet paper beside me and I'm still like, that look on my face.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.